نوروز اینسپایرینگ آلتروئیسم. In the name of God, salam and welcome to the program. We are with you with another episode of Nowruz special series. Spring teaches us to be unselfish and share what we have with other human fellows. Spring spreads love and kindness everywhere. Let us make ourselves similar to spring. Let us make others happy and make them smile. Psychologists and behaviorists maintain that man cannot be happy unless he makes others happy. The sun teaches us to spread mercy indiscriminately. Once our being is put at the service of other fellow humans, we should be sure that God has chosen us. In other words, we deserve His mercy and favor to give others what God has given us. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "When you are doing a good act, do not look to whom you are doing it. Rather, do the good act with disregard, because even if he does not deserve your good act, you deserve doing good." Human life passes very fast, so we had better make the best use of our opportunities to let others taste happiness. Imam Reza, peace upon him, says, "Doing good acts is an eternal saving. If the rich think of the livelihood of the poor, human emotions will grow and the society will be more consolidated and security will prevail everywhere. Once the culture of helping other fellow man prevails in the society, the doers of good acts will feel internal calm and satisfaction, and more importantly, God will be pleased with them. Kindness and friendship are the two divine virtues. When a human being helps others, he is in fact doing a divine deed. Thus, he will be a truly representative of God on earth. Nowruz is a good opportunity to get out of our selfishness and consider the problems of others as our own problem. Islam believes that individuals are the members of one family and they should interact with each other. They should be concerned about the calm and comfort of other fellow men. A very famous hadith from Imam Ali, peace upon him, reads, "Like for others what you like for yourself, and dislike for others what you dislike for yourself." Islam teaches us that spending one's assets only for worldly affairs will cause great loss. But if the assets are spent for lofty affairs, one will reach salvation both in this world and the hereafter. Verse 148 of chapter Ali Imran of Noble Quran reads, "So Allah gave them the reward of this world and the fair reward of the hereafter, and Allah loves the virtuous." Doing good acts will make the society happy. God says in verse 29 of chapter Fatir, "Indeed, those who recite the book of Allah and maintain the prayer and spend out of what we have provided them secretly and openly, expect a commerce that will never go bankrupt." Dear listeners, such a commerce with God will surely have no loss and will lead the individual to paradise. Nowruz provides the chance for such profitable trades. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, "He who spends with a short hand will receive from a long hand." The long hand here means the vast infinite mercy of God which will pour upon the doers of good acts. In view of this, no matter how little our good act is, God will increase it through His favor and will reward it manifold. Verse 18 of chapter Hadid reads in this regard, Indeed, the charitable men and charitable women and those who lend Allah a good loan, it shall be multiplied for them and there is a noble reward for them. If we try to change everything for Nowruz, it is better to change the life of the needy and the poor through filling their financial gaps. God says in the Quran that whoever does a good act, there will be tenfold reward for him. Certainly, trade with God will be very profitable. Imam Ali, peace upon him, says, whenever you become poor, deal with God through spending alms. Dear listeners, we should take care that the most important condition for spending and doing good to others is sincerity and purity of intention. It means that we should spend only for God's sake and not to please others or to expect the gratitude or praise by others. God says in verse 195 of chapter Baqarah, and spend in the way of Allah and do not cast yourselves with your own hands into destruction and be virtuous. Indeed, Allah loves the virtuous. Nowruz is among the best times in the year to be considerate of others and to practice altruism.